says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I can catch catfish from dust. The Trump Phenomenon here on November 5th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes together of live radio, which will include some election coverage. It will include news from coast to coast, California to New York, and your voice too at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You can call in at any time during the show, and I'll endeavor to put you on the air. And here we go. Oh, and my name is James Kelso. The show is live. You'll be noticing that fact. Well, let's see. Another day of great news in the Trump era. Well, a few gray clouds are over our heads right now. First cloud I'm going to notice is the, I'm just looking at it here. I'm like you, you know, I'm just looking at the results here on the Kentucky gubernatorial election. And this is scary. Let me hit refresh here on this one here on Breitbart. And let's hope this changes somehow. With 96% reporting, the Republican, his name is Matt Bevin, against the Democrat Andy Beshear for governor. And Matt Bevin is the sitting, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there, governor of Kentucky. And I saw somebody posting who said Matt Bevin was a bad campaigner. He was not that great a candidate. And Beshear was a good campaigner, the Democrat. So I'll put that in there as a note of to console ourselves. But Beshear is leading. With 96% of the precincts reporting, the demon rat, Beshear, is ahead of the Republican by 49.5 to 48.6. That's not good, folks. That's not good. And we'll be talking about California and New York in a moment, where clearly people have gone out of their minds. They have not, we like to hope, gone out of their minds in Kentucky, which is about as great a flyover middle of America state as you're going to find. So, and that number I just gave you, 49.5 to 48.6, that's just shy of a full percentage point advantage for the demon rat with 96% reporting. Let me update this. That's a lot of votes. That's a lot of ground for the Republican to make up. So here's what I'm extracting from that. We know Donald Trump's the real deal. We know Donald Trump's got what it takes. We know he is doing what he is doing an incredibly great job. Now, let's move the turn the camera and put the focus on us, the millions and millions of us that Donald Trump is attempting to lead. Well, he's doing a great job of leading, but he's attempting to get us to follow. Better way to put it. And it doesn't look like we're acquitting ourselves very well in Kentucky. Donald Trump, if memory serves, carried Kentucky in 2016 by, are you ready for this? A 30% margin. Are you kidding? That's so huge. And that was as a candidate. Now, as a proven president, and very wonderfully so, the Republicans can't get their garbage together well enough in Kentucky to elect a governor. That's not good. That is not good. Donald Trump has passed the test. Are we passing the test? In other words, do we have what it takes to be a free people? Do we have what it takes to save ourselves? Do we have what it takes to make America great again? If we don't, it's not going to matter how great a leader Donald Trump is. So, Kentucky tonight, ouch, the headline I wanted to see when I sat down to look at the results tonight, I wanted to see a runaway Republican victory. And Donald Trump personally threw himself into the fray, going to Lexington, Kentucky on Monday night, with a rally in Rupp Arena in Lexington, the largest arena in Kentucky. 24,000 people crammed in there, just as many outside. So boy, did he do his part. All right, then we've got another race going on here in Mississippi. This is just, the results are just coming in, 2% reporting. And this is looking a little bit better, but at 2%, of course, you don't know, really, things can change a lot. But here, the Republican Tate Reeves is leading the demon rat Jim Hood by 54.3 to 43.7. Now, that's what we wanted to see from Kentucky. That's an 11, almost 11-point lead in Mississippi. Oh, and these things count, don't they? Because the future, let's talk about this for just a moment. How are we, the patriots of America, going to hang on by our fingernails for the next 20 years to try to save our country? Well, one of the things we will have to use is the ability to win races in state legislatures, state houses, in order to keep aspects of our electoral system alive that keep us alive politically. For example, redistricting, drawing the electoral map, reapportionment of congressional districts. Governors have huge say in this. State houses have a huge say in this. And if you'll notice that Donald Trump's Hillary Clinton won, if we just, let's just assume that the numbers are honest, which is a very dangerous assumption. But assuming that the numbers that we were given by the official people, so many of whom are denizens of the deep state, Hillary Clinton had 3 million more votes in 2016 than Donald Trump, but he won with a good electoral margin of victory. Why? Because our founding forefathers had the brilliance to put in an electoral system whereby the little guys, the rural folks, the people not living in the cities, which somehow they intuited that the cities would be the font of corruption, that wholesomeness and goodness would find a home in the country and on the farm and in the small towns. So they balanced the political system so that my state, for instance, North Dakota, we have two U.S. senators, just the same as California. And, of course, the demon rats, oh, that's racist. That is so bad. Oh, those racist forefathers. Well, that's keeping and North Dakota has in the Electoral College, we have disproportionately more vote per capita than California does. So that upon that fact hangs our ability to make it past a turning point. You know, a turning point is coming up here. We may already be at that turning point. We may have already passed it. We don't know. But we're either on the way up, we took a correct turn, and we're turning now back to making America great again, or we're toast. That's a graveyard laugh there. That's a gallows laugh. So that we'll keep up with this news today. Now, along these lines, headlines that you've seen today that we'll try to keep track of, California is burning. The lights are out in California. These things are actually true, actually happening. Typhus is breaking out in California. The place that is the most beautiful, if you had to pick a spot on planet Earth that is the most beautiful, idyllic spot on Earth, if there could only be one place where you could live, it is California, folks. It is, and I grew up there. It is from the Oregon border to the pathetic Mexican border. It is an absolutely, right up to that Mexican. If you have to get a little bit away from the sewage washing in from the ocean, from Tijuana, is bad enough that you don't want to be right at the border on your surfboard. That's not smart. But you just have to, get 1 mile away. There you go. You got that beautiful California water, maybe more than a little bit more than a mile. But just get away from that Mexican water, and you got this beautiful Pacific water. And then from the Nevada, Arizona borders all the way over to, the ocean. It's just the mountains, the snow, the beaches, the redwood forest. The only place that's got redwood forest, really. To stand and just sit and listen to nature in a Pacific redwood forest, those tall, thin, unbelievably tall trees, or to sit in the giant sequoia forest in the Sierra, the Pacific, in the Pacific Range, and then the Sierra, those magnificent, the General Grant. Well, it's not the General Grant tree. It's the Madison Grant tree. People don't know that. Nobody knows that. The Grant tree was not named after Ulysses Grant. It was named after Madison Grant. We'll talk about him some other time. But what was Madison Grant? He was a patriot, which means he was a horrible racist. He's my cousin. Anyway, he wrote the 1920 and 1924 Quota Act in 1920 for President Harding. And in 1924, he wrote the Immigration Act for President Calvin Coolidge, another great patriot and a cousin. And then we'll go from California, where they now have laws. They have decriminalized property crimes. So apparently you can go into a discount store or a shopping store. You can go in and steal $500 worth of stuff, $800 worth of stuff. Just go right out the door and you will not be prosecuted. That's law in California. Can you believe it? And they have also... They've made it into a sanctuary state. That's law in California. The law will not cooperate with Donald Trump's immigration authorities. And then let's jump over to the East Coast. And I can relate to both. I was born in New York City myself. I was born on Manhattan. So I'm a New Yorker in birth. My parents were there when I happened as an accident there, their first child. And in New York today, rioting against the police, screaming, F the police, how do you spell racist, NYPD? Those are the chants. And what is this? This is people jumping over the turnstiles It's racist to charge $2.75 to ride the New York subway system. So rioting in New York City. Also not being prosecuted. Cyrus Vance Jr. Remember Cyrus Vance? He was this, what, remember Cyrus Vance? Somebody, you had to be old to remember Cyrus Vance. But this has to be a son or grandson of the ignominious, execrable Cyrus Vance. Not prosecuting from the district attorney's office. You have in California, let's make the comparisons again. So this is kind of a California, Kentucky, New York panoramic view here. In California, between 2007 and 2016, 1 million Californians, and I'm one of them. How do you like them apples? 1 million Californians bugged out of California, couldn't take it anymore, and dispersed all over the country. Get me the hell out of California, 1 million people said. And 40% of Californians today are contemplating leaving. And I'd like to know what's the percentage of Europeans. If it's 40% among the populace in general, what is that percentage among people that look or sound like me? Got to be higher. New York City, let's jump over to the other coast. Who's the latest departure? Who's the latest white flight from New York City? Can you name that man? Ah, Donald John Trump. He's had enough. And he loves New York City, born and bred, grown up in Queens. Made his fortune in New York City, around the world as well, but he loves, he is a native New Yorker. That hurts him to have to leave his home. But he's a Floridian now. And the then in New York City, the same thing with the trash, the violence, the Alexandria Ocasio occasional cortex, as Michael Savage so aptly states. Alexandria occasional cortex, a good match for Gavin Newsom there in California. Oh, and this, our favorite, the congressman we all love the most, maybe more than Alexandria occasional cortex, Adam Shifty Schiff of Burbank, California. Look at that guy. Look at his face. But then we pause. Let's go back to the middle of the country, Kentucky. Oh, that's not good. Let me hit update my screen here. Let's see what Breitbart says. They're following the election live. Okay, 99% reporting. It's 48.6, Bevin, the Republican. 49.4, Andy Beshear, the demon rat. It's tightened up, what, a tiny 0.1%. That's not good enough, folks. So there you go. And then let's pause in another middle of the country, upper Midwest place. How about Ilhan Omar as a sign of the times? Elected, now that's the theme here, the Kentuckians are electing the wrong person here. What the hell's wrong with you there in Kentucky? What's in the water? What are you smoking? What happened? Did you hit your head? Likewise, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, formerly the greatest European city in America, the most European big city in America, has elected Ilhan Omar. And let us count the ways this is wrong. That's not her real name. How do you vote for somebody who's forging her name, even her marital status, everything? We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's throw a few more logs on the fire here. We left you talking about the inimitable Ilhan Omar. That's not her real name. I think it's Elmi, if I remember correctly. E-L-M-I is what, as far as we know. And she's like Barack Hussein Obama. We actually don't. No public appearance has ever been made of a valid birth certificate from Barack Hussein Obama. Hard to believe, isn't it? Oh, our wonderful FBI. Boy, they're on the job, aren't they? Oh, those guys are really on the job. We've never seen, you don't think that they have the ability to authenticate or expose a fraud document like the one that Obama put up on whitehouse.gov and absolutely clear? Somebody with I have the technical expertise, I and millions of others, to look at a Photoshop layered document and identify a forgery. The layers, when Obama put that up on whitehouse.gov, whoever the dope is who Photoshopped the fake birth certificate left the layers uncompressed. they were still there available for editing. When you finish your Photoshop document, you're supposed to compress. You hit the button compress, and the layers are all compressed, and you can't tell what came from what layer. It's now one single document. It's like that's covered in, let's see, in the first week of the first class in Photoshop, that's covered. Obama's document was up for months and months. It's a forgery. FBI? I don't think so. I don't think so. They're not investigating. They're the Federal Bureau of something, but it's not investigation. Not into anything that matters a damn to patriots in America. Did they investigate 9/11? Oops, we forgot to. They forgot. They just plumped. They were so busy doing other patriotic things, they forgot to investigate why a 47-story super skyscraper built with 4-foot beams made of 6-inch high-quality American steel fell down. That takes a lot of, you know, you can forgive guys who can't, you know, they just couldn't get to that one. The guy who was supposed to cover that one had the flu, and he just didn't get to it. Investigation, my ass! They're not investigating a damn thing that matters to patriots. Not one damn thing. 30,000 plus strong. And for all the people in there, they're probably, doing some good job somewhere, some poor dumbass in the FBI who's assigned to local crime, probably did some heroic or noble thing and took down a drug dealer or something like that. I'm sure that's happened. And that's part of the operation. That's part of the bait and switch. That's part of the illusion. That guy's just serving as a good cover for the people at the top who are totally rotten, rotten, traitors, traitors to America. James Comey, rotten. Peter Strzok, rotten. Christopher Wray, the current head of the FBI, rotten. And that's, of course, all that matters. The local guy who, you know, tackles a drug dealer and, is a local. That doesn't matter. That's the cover to make you think there's law in America. Make you think there's justice in America. Part of the con, the scam, the whole thing's rotten. And of course now, we've got a one-man American Bureau of Investigation. His name is Donald John Trump. One solitary guy. He's got to do it all. The latest, throw another headline on the fire here. I never got to talk sufficiently about Ilhan Omar. Married her brother, but the people of Minneapolis elected her? Is flying under a false name, but they elected her? Her bank accounts are all fudged, but they elected her? Minneapolis? The whole damn city, that's her district. We've got a one man left, Donald Trump. And now today, 9 Americans murdered mercilessly in Mexico, including, a 4-month-old baby. We'll talk about that right after the break. Look out, drug cartels in Mexico. Big Bad John's coming.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Well, you know what? It is clear. It's exactly clear. And we were just talking about the murder of Americans in Mexico. And Donald Trump, let's read Donald Trump's tweet on that subject. Let's go to it right now. And let's read what the bastards in the mass media have to say about that. I was just looking for the headlines. And the headlines, and that's all you can call them, is bastards and SOBs. That's all the media is. These are, as Donald Trump said at his rallies in Tupelo, Mississippi, and they're in Lexington, Kentucky, these are the most dishonest people. These are lying, I'll just call them blankheads, the way Donald Trump described Ed Henry. Fox, that the crew that's just waiting to push aside the Patriots at Fox. If they can get rid of Trump, they can get rid of Trump, the last man standing, then Fox can rejoin the lamestream media in full and be just another offshoot of the Democrat Party, another MSNBC or CNN. That's what the guys like Ed Henry and the rest of them, Shepard Smith, what a wonderful thing if he quit a week ago. But that's all they're waiting for. But let's go to this, the president, what the president had to say about this murder of Americans. He said, here it is, 13 hours ago, the president said, this is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war. And he puts that in all caps, W-A-R, all caps. So that's what he wants. War, war, It's war, not something else. It's war. The president's very clear. His words mean something. And when the president says war, he means war. That means dead people. To wage war, dead bad guys, like Baghdadi, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth. We merely await. Now listen to this. This is the president telling you where his thinking is on this matter right now. We merely await. Notice the adverb merely. We merely await. In other words, yes, hair trigger. He's ready to go. We merely await a call from your great new president. Now, don't get confused here by Donald Trump's skill at the art of the deal. When he says great new president, blah, 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 woof, woof. Of course, this is not Donald Trump's favorite guy. He'll say this about any president when he's saying, get your ass in gear. He'll say, your great new president. In parentheses, what you can understand is get your ass in gear, pal. Mr. Great New President, or I'm coming. We're coming. The guys that took out al-Baghdadi, they're available tonight. And all we got to do is get their Osprey aircraft, get them emergency airshipped across the Atlantic, and get them over into Texas and Arizona in this case. And we're going to have some dead cartel leaders. So we merely await a call. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump wasn't awaiting any call from anybody in taking out al-Baghdadi. Remember, he mentioned that. He said, we notified the Russians that we're coming. Now, the Russians weren't the enemy there at all. I'm not going signing on that BS. But the Russians had very, very strong anti-aircraft in Syria that could knock down any U.S. plane or a helicopter or Osprey. And so the president notified the Russians, we're coming. But remember, did you remember how he said that? He said, we notified that we were going to be over their territory. They were curious. No, we didn't tell them why. This is exactly what he said. This is the most transparent man who's ever occupied the White House. He gives you his every thought, except those that he needs to save for a strategic moment. like after the order's been given, they were curious about why we were going to be over there. Rocket batteries, but they appreciated our telling them. So Donald Trump, once again, does the right thing with the Russians and gets a good result. The Russians stood down. The Americans went right over and wiped out al-Baghdadi and a bunch of his punks with not one casualty, only the injured dog who is going to be at the White House. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to miss that. I hope I didn't already miss it. But so the president is, I think he's coming. I think we're looking at some dead cartel leaders. That's what I think. I'm just predicting that. That's the way I read what the president just said right there. Oh, because remember what he said with the Russians? He said, we notified them we are going to be over their territory. But he said, we were going in any case. That was the sentence I omitted. We were going in any case. It doesn't matter what the Russians said. We were going. So when the president says, we merely await a call from your great new president, well, actually, he's not waiting for a call. It'd be nice. Like, it was nice that the Russians cooperated fully. And it'd be nice if whoever the dope is who's installed as the president of Mexico by the cartels, and that's the way it is, boys and girls. The Mexican government is an offshoot of the cartels, just as the American media is an offshoot of the DNC, the demon rats of the deep state. There's no independent government in Mexico. There is no government in Mexico. It's a cartel. The whole damn place is run by criminals. And that's why we ought to have a wall. We ought to have a moat between the United States and Mexico. Anyway, I don't think the president's, it'd be nice if the Mexican president said, yeah, you have my blessings, take them out. Let's see what happens. Let's go back to the election here. Let's go back to the president. I don't want to be too strident here in tonight's show because that can get a little bit discouraging. I sense that. The president here is his latest tweets. He's got a tweet 1 minute ago. Apparently, a fellow named Daniel Cameron was elected to attorney general somewhere, and he says history made 1 minute ago. He says, "Great going, Daniel. Proud of you." So the president is getting down to the fine grained detail of attorney general races, local races, state races. As I said, one man. We don't have any Federal Bureau of Investigation. We don't have any patriotic organization within our government. We've got a Senate made up of cowards, yellow-bellied rats. Will they respond to Rand Paul's challenge? Let's get that subpoena to Hunter Biden. Come on, boys. And it's not men. It's not men when you're talking about the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. It's boys. It's scared little boys. Oh, and then one more story. Let's throw another one. If you need more in the bonfire today, how about this Jeffrey Epstein story? The actual video of the lying media person who thought the mic was not live, who says, "I've got it all on Jeffrey Epstein. He was murdered." And that was not covered. And now the media is, you know, lying, covering up, dismissing the story. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. And is the FBI interested? No, because that would require investigation, and that's not what they do. What they do is hit jobs and cover-ups. It should be the Federal Bureau of Hit Jobs and Cover-ups, exemplified by FBI Director Robert Mueller himself. Mr. Hit Job, the man who wrote the book on hit jobs and cover-ups as the FBI director, when, right, when World Trade Center 7 spontaneously destroyed itself and fell in a heap. Just as if it had had a controlled demolition. Just son of a gun, the funniest thing is that the world's greatest controlled demolition experts, guys who've been doing this their whole life, who've brought down hundreds of buildings, who know exactly what they're looking at and talking about, every one of them says that's a controlled demolition, and it's a damn good one. But that's not enough evidence, is it? Martha, couldn't it just happen that you know, I mean, magic is real, isn't it? Couldn't a skyscraper just one day just fall down all by itself for no reason? Couldn't that just happen? I mean, fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. If you're young at heart, a skyscraper can just fall in on itself on September 9/11, 2001. The FBI is not interested in that. And plus, they won't release their paperwork. How many years ago was that? What is that, 18 years ago? They won't release their paperwork, their records, to the families of the people who died. Can you imagine if a member of your family had fallen 110 stories after being told to stay put, stay at your desk, help is on its way? And can you imagine if you were the family member of a New York City fireman, and these are the best firemen in the world. Hands down, no contest. Bravely going up their stairwells, lugging 100 pounds of crap, rescue stuff on their backs, in the smoke and the heat, risking their lives with their fire captains, radioing them, keep going, men, keep going, go up those stairs. And they're going up to their horrible death trying to save people up there. Because those firemen know, they know they're trained in skyscraper fires. A skyscraper cannot fall down. Period. 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 Rudolph Giuliani knows that. He was the mayor of New York. And they're going after him because he was a good cop. They're trying to destroy him now with this Ukraine crap. Adam Schiffsky Schiffstein, the pencil neck coward communist. He looks the part. Can you imagine those family members are petitioning the FBI for the records, the paperwork. They won't release it. The FBI today. Who's the rat? Who's the head of it? Christopher Wray, W-R-A-Y, he is a deep stater. He replaced James Comey, who's a deep stater. They're all deep staters. They won't release the paper. There's no reason to keep that secret. What is this secret bullshit? Secret, my ass. The investigation on how your firefighter father died. The investigation on how your firefighter, your wife died in that building, that secret, national secrets? Bullshit! That's the only appropriate answer. Bullshit and go to hell to anybody who says crap like that. People like these media clowns, these demon rats. Let's take a look here. Oh, we're going to run out of time here. I don't have any calls. Let's see. I don't think I have any calls. But you're always welcome to call. I can see how you can think, how the hell could I break into that? Let's hit refresh on the president again. I need a little refreshment here. Great tweets from the president. You know, and I just covered some of the lowlights here, you know, the highlights of this wonderful man, but the lowlights of our world. Boy, Donald Trump's got an approval rating in the Republican Party of 95%. Isn't that wonderful? Let's just see what else we've got going here. Let's see what Breitbart's putting up at the top at this very moment. Hit refresh. So we covered a few things today. What's going on in New York and California? Can you believe that 1 million Californians have left in 10 years? That's a lot of people, folks. And that must have been some of the very best people. I'll exclude myself. But I'm one of them. I'm in North Dakota. I'm not in California. I grew up in California. I grew up in that beautiful water. I grew up in those beautiful waves and that beautiful kelp beds of Malibu. Orange County, LA County, Ventura County, Mendocino County, Big Sur. I grew up with that. The Redwoods, Pacific, the Sierra, all of it. My scout troops camped there. Our camp on Catalina Island. That's paradise. It was. We got replaced by communists and third worlders. Maybe it's not over. Maybe we can pull this out of the fire, boys and girls. Maybe. Here's this little creep, Chuck Schumer, says no one knows who the whistleblower is. What a lying. I like, as Jeanine Pirro said, sack of shit. Chuck Schumer is a sack of shit. No one knows who the whistleblower is. Right, Chuck. Let's see. Oh, listen to some of the headlines here as we've run out of time. Here's a great one. Here's a headline. The media, they got the impeachment probe witnesses opening statements before the members of Congress did. Does that sound like a setup? Here's one, Christopher Matthews. He's one of these communists, deep staters. He says, Trump's whole body rejects truth. Now think about that. That's kind of like a theological statement there, a cosmological statement. His whole body rejects truths. Well, notice one thing that career criminals and psychopaths do is they project that what's going on inside their body, they project outwardly onto you, the honest person. So to Christopher Matthews, whose whole body does reject truth, every cell in his body, he projects it out onto our hero. Well, I hope I didn't discourage you. Let me see here. We've actually got one more segment. Thank goodness. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody
we're back, folks. We're
John
back.
Called
one last segment. Let's see if I can do something here in these last few moments. How about a couple more creeps for you here? I haven't creeped you out already. Let's go to a creep, Mittens Romney. And then let's go to a creep named Amy Robach. Is that how she pronounces her name at ABC? So those two stories broke today, too. Listen to Mittens Romney. Can you believe it? With friends like this, well, he doesn't even pretend to be a friend, but who needs enemies? With a guy like Mitt Romney in the Republican Party, can you believe it? In 2012, while some of you were working hard to help Ron Paul get the nomination, Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee. Now, if you wonder, like, how bad has it been? You know, the Republican Party that finally got it right with Donald Trump in 2016, how did they select as their champion this piece of crap, Mitt Romney? Listen to him. He comes out, he steps in front of microphones and cameras, right? He's loving, oh, he's just loving people taking pictures of him and putting microphones up to him so he can fulminate about his views of the universe. And here's what he says. The day after Rand Paul, his fellow senator, his colleague, as Rand Paul said, showed manhood, which Mittens Romney doesn't have. He showed manhood by saying, let's get your ass in gear, fellow senators, and let's subpoena Hunter Biden. Let's go after the criminality here. Let's show some balls. The day after that wonderful call, Mitt Romney tries to cancel it. As soon as he gets in front of a microphone, here's what he has to say. I mean, this is, you know, his hair is all, every hair is in place. I remember I met him once in 2007 in Ames, Iowa, the Iowa straw poll. I met him. What a jerk. And I was there. Well, small world. Actually leading the chants of the Ron Paul rally in Ames, Iowa, as we marched around through. Mitt Romney was running there in 2007. Listen to what he said today. Here he is. Where is he? Here he goes. What a creep.
Whistleblowers, particularly those that are blowing whistles on action within the government, should be allowed to remain confidential. So going after the whistleblower, I think, is misdirected.
Listen to it again. Here it is.
My own view is that whistleblowers, particularly those that are blowing whistles on action within the government, should be allowed to remain confidential. So going after the whistleblower, I think, is misdirected.
Look at that. Anything to hurt Trump. Anything to hurt Trump. That's Mitt Romney. Wow. We never got to Roebuck, who's the one who had Jeffrey Epstein, the murder story. And that was buried by ABC. Wow. We'll continue with more of this tomorrow night. And I'll see you then here at the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks, everybody.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.